In chapter number 8, this exposition is taken forward, and we are told that this reality basically is Adhiyajya, is the one, is the Lord to whom all is offered. It is the one who is Akshara Brahma. It is the immutable, imperishable reality. This was already explained in second chapter, but now it is explained much more explicitly, that this Akshara Brahman manifests through Svabhava manifests the karma, through karma arises the entire bhutas, all the beings of the earth, and these objects are enjoyed by the jiva, which is the ansha of the Supreme. And the instruments through which the jiva experiences all the beings of the earth, all the creatures, are faculties. These faculties of will and of knowledge and of sense, these are called gods in the Vedic language, the devas. And all this is the totality of the whole universe. So if you want to understand the whole of the universe, the origin of the universe, then everything is covered in these words, Akshara Brahma, Svabhava, Karma, Adhibhuta, Adhideva, Adhiyajya. If you understand these words, the entire totality of the whole world is explained. We are now ready to enter into the finest statement, so that we are now in the secret, as it were. Sri Krishna now takes us to the greatest formulation of the knowledge of the Supreme. This is the knowledge without which the question that Arjuna had asked cannot be answered. And deliberately, this statement is made in such a way that you are awakened, as it were, from slumber, because it states this proposition in a form which is self-contradictory. And when you hear self-contradictions, you are immediately awakened, because it jars on your mind, and you begin to ask the question, how can it be? And this is precisely what you should do when you hear this ninth chapter. What are these statements which are self-contradictory? Apparently, there is not really self-contradictory, but apparently. Now let us read.
Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave jnanam vijnana sahitam yad gyatva mokshase ashuvat.
I will expand unto you, you who are devoid for any jealousy, I shall expound to you the profoundest secret of knowledge, and realization by knowing which you will be released from evil of the world process. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. This is the supreme secret of secrets, which I shall now expound to you. And once you know this, there will remain no sense of indecision in your mind. And all that evil is confronted by you will be removed.
Raja vidya raja guhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam sasu sukham kartum avyayam.
This knowledge is a sovereign knowledge. a sovereign mystery, best sanctity, pavitram idam uttamam, it is absolutely holy, sacred most. It is known, pratyaksha avagamam, it is known only by direct experience. At present it is only a statement in language, and therefore it is intellectual, but in itself this knowledge is to be verified in experience. It is not a knowledge which is only to be believed in because intellectually it seems possible or probable or hypothetically sound. It is something which you can verify, pratyaksha avagamam, by direct experience you can have it. Dharmyam, it is perfection of dharma. It is a knowledge which is so powerful that it manifests in action. To know it and not to be active after knowing it is not possible. To know it and not to act rightly is not possible. Therefore, that knowledge is dharmyam. Susukham, that knowledge, to know it and not to be delighted, is impossible. It is a knowledge, once you know it, your heart will be filled. So, it is a synthesis of the three things, knowledge, action, and devotion. Devotion is the aspect of susukham. It is emotionally perfectly satisfying, most delightful. Dharmyam, having known it, you are bound to do the right action and you will be impelled to do the right action. It will manifest itself into the right action. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. It is easy of accomplishment and yet imperishable. It is this knowledge which can never be destroyed because it is a knowledge of the imperishable. So if the object is imperishable, the knowledge also is imperishable.